Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. As you stay in the love of God, His peace, as you follow the peace of God, you can learn so many things from Him. The peace of God helps us to see Him. Faith looks to God. And when we have faith in God, we have peace and great joy and trust. When you trust God, you have joy and you remain in peace. You're less apt to lose, to yield the peace. Nobody can take that peace from you. Satan can't take that peace. But people yield their peace when they change their focus. I always tell people, don't look at the problem. The problem is there. But the problem is changeable. It can be changed. And you can always expect a biblical change. Sometimes you may not be able to get the desired change, but you can always get a biblical change. You can always receive what the Word says you can. You know, sometimes people are married and they love God and they follow God, and their spouse may not be as enthused about God. And there's enmity between Satan's seed and the seed of woman, which is Christ. The children of God and the children of darkness, there's enmity. And some people will have a problem with your love for God. A desire change is that they get on board with God and you and go forward in life, which is good, which is perfect. But if they have a problem with God, they're going to always have a problem with you as long as you love God, which is then at that point you can expect a biblical change. The division will run its course and they'll be gone out of your life, and you'll have to heal and go forward from there. Same thing with a business partner. One loves God, one hates Him. The biblical change is don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers in the first place. So when the problems arise, you'll have to one day divide. That's a biblical. I'm just using that for an example, because people have to make hard choices sometimes. Sometimes people, they have a problem with God, they're going to have a problem with you. Such is life. And as much as I desire that people will never have to go through something like that, there are countermeasures. You have to follow God. Only God knows who will stick with Him and who won't. You just have to learn to trust God. Before you get married, or the way you choose your friends, you ought to include the Lord in those decisions so that He can show you what's what. When you look to the Lord, I said in the last broadcast, you get a God's eye view from the Word of God. If you're looking to Him, you'll begin to see things like He does. And you'll be able to make more informed decisions, and you'll have more desired results. But whatever happened in your life, you can always expect biblical results and enjoy the peace of God. And that's just the way the Word is. That's the way it's written. God is the one who had Paul to say, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. In the first letter, he said, if an unbeliever be pleased to live with you, stay. Let them stay. Because people come to the Lord in all kind of conditions. Sometimes they're already married. And then somebody will get saved first and then the other. Only God knows. I'm not saying reject people just because they don't love God like you do. But if they leave because of your love for God, Now, I'm not saying be overzealous and obnoxious, because sometimes Christian people can be very pushy. You can't push God on anybody. If you try to do that, it's not going to work. If they don't receive him in their heart, if they do everything you desire and don't receive the Lord in their heart, it's not working. It didn't work in God's eyes. God is not with them unless they believe of their own free will and receive him in their heart. And you can let people know that they can do that if that's what they want. And you have to let people make their own choices, even your children that you love. I do my best to live the life, and I encourage people to make the choice, but they got to make that choice. That's a personal choice, it's not a Thurston choice. Thurston made his own personal choice. Everybody got to do the same thing. If they fall in love with God, they're going to love it. And if they love the world, they're going to hate what's going to happen to them. The Lord is getting rid of everything that's not like him. He's getting rid of sin and everything that goes with it and everything attached to it. So when people decide to live according to the worldly way, then they made a decision. I don't make people make decisions. But you can always believe for and expect and receive a biblical change or a biblical conclusion to the matter. Whatever you believe in God for, you can take his promises literal from the word of God, and you can receive it into your life. In order to receive biblical results, you have to live a biblical life. You have to trust the Lord and do what he said do. And every time I obey God, I have no regrets. I become greatly, not only satisfied, but overjoyed with the results. Even when I didn't think I would like them, sometimes I didn't think I would like what would happen if I obeyed him. But I can thoroughly and truly say that every time I obey the Lord, I want to do more. In the realm of obedience, I'm saying, Lord, what else can I do? What else am I missing out on? That every time I trust you and take you at your word, the results are off the chart great. And I started saying, I will do all that's in his heart. When he revealed his plan, I remember a great duration of time before he answered my questions. And he didn't do it until he got ready to. Until it was time for me to know more about what he was doing. And eventually he told me his plan. And he gave me my instructions. And I have a protocol. And I don't preach with all the things that he told me. I don't give everybody everything that whatever I teach and minister, I run it through the Lord. I let the Lord guide me in what to say to who. But the protocol is good. I'm on point doing what God wanted me to do. And I have no regrets. And because I trust him, I said, Lord, I will do all this in your heart. I want to go to the next step. And as many steps as I can take. Until I run out of time. I want to obey him until I can't, until the rapture happens, or until I go to be with the Lord. I want to know him. I want to understand things. I love when he teaches me things, making things plain. I used to wonder, what was first, believing or receiving? But last week, I was asking the Lord about how people learn. That was my concern that I had in my heart. And he came to me saying, you have to absorb the word. Just like a sponge absorbs water. When you're receptive to the word, when you absorb the word gets in. and it grows just like a plant in good soil. And it becomes faith, and you speak it and it works in the real world. It changes the facts on the ground where you are. It changes the facts that's in your body. It changes the facts in your life. And when you are continually learning and growing, receiving His word, obeying and doing, receiving His word, obeying and doing, receiving His word again and again, your life is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. When you take three strings and you start braiding them, you know, a three-strand cord is not quickly broken. Every time you weave it in, weave after weave, that it becomes a small rope, and it gets stronger and stronger. And it can do work. It can pull loads. It can tie things better than just three cords by themselves. So when you're always receiving strength from the Lord, you're growing stronger and stronger. And you see the world for what it is. This doesn't happen for everybody because everybody don't always see God. People have their focus set on everything. Different people focus on different things. But the ones that focus on the Lord, their faith looks to God. And they trust, they learn to trust God. Everybody that has operated in faith and gotten good results, and do operate in faith and get good results, and are still operating in faith and will receive good results, they don't always trust God. That can, like I said, always trust, it comes from past experience, your personal past experiences of faith. That's why you trust God. If you trust God. And people can love God and be blessed by God and operate by faith for years and still not trust God. You know you trust Him if you do the personal things that He say do. Everything He bring to me, to my understanding, everything He speaks to me, I'm minding my own business, doing my own work, and He starts talking about something. Those are the teachings that are key to me. And I thank Him for all the things that He say. He come, you know, the word of the Lord came to me saying, says Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Isaiah, the word of the Lord would come to them. They were not expecting it. They were going about their everyday routine, and the word of the Lord came and ministered to them. And they saw things that they needed to see in the spirit. So I desire to continue the process. I don't ever want to go back to my mindset working out God's plan. I don't want to do the things that I'm comfortable with and not do the things that God has directed me to do. If I'm going to live the life that I'm after, I have to do all this in God's heart towards me. I have to complete His will in my life. And I want to, and I will. Everything the Lord have ever said to me has worked. And I want to do more than I've ever done before. And it's possible and it's good. See, living the life of God requires obedience in the Word. The life of God you can't receive it just because you want it. You have to receive it and act on it in faith. Some things you can judge and know is true, and some things you have to believe God for. The just shall live by his faith. And people who don't continue in the word, and they stop short somewhere. The man whose spirit is lifted up in him is not right. A proud spirit is not of God, and it can't function according to the wisdom and love of God. And it can't and shouldn't be trusted at all. But you can trust the Lord your God and King. You can seek him out and you can do the things he said you could do. You can go forward and not backwards. You can live and not die. You can live by your faith. The just shall live by his faith. That's an faith. This kind of faith is also an element of trust. An element of seeking the Lord. Those who have done things in opposition to God's will, they have problems. And when they want to solve them, they have to. The only way they can undo it is to begin to obey the Lord's word, God's word. And then they can do all things through Christ. And the Lord will be faithful and strengthen them. This is a very important time to seek the Lord, look to the Lord, operate according to the peace of God, receiving his most holy instructions for your life. To do whatever he's saying to do for your life, for your own benefit, and also to be a blessing to others. In the most sincere love you can operate in. Because the Lord our God must come back. As the days go by, I'm more and more surprised and thankful that we have another day to operate in the realm of grace, in the period of grace. But the grace of God will run out. The dispensation of grace. He always, in every different dispensation, God has grace towards man. But when he starts judging the earth, it's going to be terrible. And it's got to happen. Everything is on the table. Everything is around the corner. We're about to step into another dispensation of time where the Lord our God and King will judge the world for the lies and the deception and the hardness of heart and the turning of the heart, the turning of the shoulder against God. And people are going to be destroyed because they don't know him. They didn't get saved. They work wickedness. They operated in evil. And they didn't know the Lord their God and King. They put him last. And this is a time that we will see the Lord return and judge the earth. And many people will be destroyed because they hated instruction. They had no love for the things of God. And I want to see more and more people repent. I want to see God's hand to work in our lives. I want to see the Lord's people go forward and not backwards. He loves us so much. And he cares about us all. And I desire to see his hand at work in and throughout our lives. I love the Lord my God and King. And he will return. And I seek to obey him in every way of life. As we go forward in our daily routine, if we receive his healing way of life, we can go forward. We can do the greater things of God. And we can see him mightily move in and throughout our lives. The grace and mercy of God is something, that's a love we can all share and operate in. And the way we have impact is to yield to the Lord and greatly walk in his way. Never forget the peace of God. Never forget to operate in His joy and in His love. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily, mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.